He thought he could make out a spot where the top of one mountain seemed to jut upward, but it didn't seem very impressive. A short time later, the mountains were no longer visible, hidden behind the glare of the sun reflecting off the dirty air. It was possible, he realized, that he was somewhere near where Kate Barlow had robbed his great-grandfather. If that was really her lipstick tube he'd found, then she must have lived somewhere around here. Zero took his turn before the lunch break. Stanley climbed out of his hole, and Zero climbed down into it. "Hey, caveman," said Zigzag, "you should get a whip. Then if your slave doesn't dig fast enough, you can crack it across his back." "He's not my slave," said Stanley. "We have a deal, that's all." "A good deal for you," said Zigzag. "It was Zero's idea, not mine." "Don't you know, Zig?" said X-Ray, coming over. "Caveman's doing Zero a big favor. Zero likes to dig holes." "He sure is a nice guy to let Zero dig his hole for him," said Squid. "Well, what about me?" asked Armpit. "I like to dig holes, too. Can I dig for you, Caveman, after Zero's finished?" The other boys laughed. "No, I want to," said Zigzag. "It's my birthday." Stanley tried his best to ignore them. Zigzag kept at it. "Come on, Caveman, be a pal. Let me dig your hole."